following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. High school basketball is on the air.
Here's Sheehy for three. His shot is up there, and he buries that one. Alex Sheehy from the top of the key throws down his third three-pointer of the ball game.
We begin each game day with In the Paint as we preview tonight's matchup.
42-41, driving the ball toward the hole. There's a shot by Kierkegaard, no good. Rebound, Brown goes back up, and the shot is...
Here's KHS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHS with the Tiger Gym. Tonight as Hastings High gets set to take on the Cozad Haymakers in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. We spent a couple of minutes with Greg Mays, the head girls basketball coach at Hastings High, and coach off to a 1-3 season. But talk about the start so far.
Well, we feel like we've done some good things. We were happy with how we played Saturday night. Got off to a really slow start. You know, just couldn't put the ball in the basket at the beginning of the game. Fought back and beat a Columbus team that I think, you know, is going to be a middle-of-the-road team. You know, they're not a weak sister by any means. So, you know, we think that's going to be a good win, and it got us a win last weekend. The first weekend, we thought we should have had a win at Seward. You know, we just didn't take care of the ball well enough to do it. But so we were glad we took care of business and got that win. We've played well, and we've played better each time out. So, you know, we're feeling pretty good heading into this weekend.
You start the season with three tough games with Seward, Elkhorn South, and come back with Holdridge, a very good team in Class B. So it was kind of a rough start. The competition was good.
Yeah, Elkhorn South was maybe even better than we thought. You know, I knew they were a top 10 team coming in. Going out, I'd say they're a top 5 team because they came in and what they did to us, they did without their big post player who's still recovering from an ACL. She's in rehab, though. She warmed up but didn't play. And a sophomore, Tony Veland's kid, who was at a soccer tournament, who they say is their best player, about a 5'10" guard. So I would say Elkhorn South is top of Class B with you know, the Norrises and the Grand Island Northwests and Pius maybe. So, you know, we wish we could have competed a little bit better there, but we know what we were against there. And then Holdridge got everything back from a team that took state champ Northwest overtime state tournament last year. So, you know, two very good teams. We didn't like how we competed against Elkhorn South. I tell you, we kind of liked how we competed against Holdridge. We gave them a couple runs that ended up being the margin. But we did some nice things against them defensively. The Jeldon girl is, you know, other than the girl in Fremont, she's the best post in the state, no question. And Elizabeth Franzen held her to 7 shots. You know, that's a pretty good night's work. I feel like we can find that and get a lot of good things from it.
You talked about some nice things you've seen through the first 4 ball games. What have you seen out of your squad?
Well, you know, it's no secret we like to get up and down the floor, but in a game like last Saturday where Columbus wants to limit possessions, they wanted to play 2-3 zone, pack it in on offense. They were running, they were cycling through their passing game 4 and 5 times sometimes. I was glad to see us respond to that and not get frustrated. You know, okay, we can't go up and down the floor. Let's make every possession count. Let's execute well. So I was very happy with that. We took some shots early in the game that were good shots. They didn't go in, but we stuck with the plan. And the next time we got those shots, they started to fall. And pretty soon we had made our way back into that game. And then we really executed fourth quarter very well, which is encouraging. When you've got a team that hasn't won a lot in the last couple of years and hasn't been in those close games, you worry, okay, when close games come down, how are they going to execute? But the two chances we've had this year, really at Seward, we dug ourselves a hole and we were in one of those 2 minutes to go and down 9. I tell you, we strung together several possessions where we were in a spot where we still had a timeout and we got an open 3 and we were down 5. You know, if that shot goes in, we're down 2, we call timeout, we're right there. That, you know, that's executing. So we've done well at the end of games.
Looks like another young basketball team you've got for this year. Talk about some of the players we'll see out there tonight.
Well, we'll probably only start one senior, and I think it'll be Maddie Stokes tonight. Bailey Petzold's been starting for us, another senior. She's battling a finger and some illness. Now, she'll play, but she's toughing it out this week, and she's a real leader for us. She'll help us out, whatever she's in there. But Stokes, you'll get the start tonight. And then after that, Elizabeth Franzen's our only junior. She's been anchoring our defense. She'll continue to do that, and she, I think people who come out to the game tonight will see she has worked very hard in the offseason to add a back-to-the-basket offensive game, and she is really, you know, we have her charted at about, she's scoring or getting fouled about 50% of the time we get the ball into her. So we're feeling pretty good about that. And then after that, it's a lot of sophomores right now. Annie Graylish and Sophia Pankratz and Libby Knappel are all starting as sophomores. Jamie Johnson's coming off the bench and playing a ton as a sophomore. Chloe Saboto will get in the game as a sophomore tonight. So, you know, we got a lot of young ones running around out there. And you know, we see them growing up each weekend and making some good decisions. Sophia's running the point. And, you know, she played enough last year that it isn't the speed of the game getting her. She's still learning some situations and how to deal with different things. You know, you basically see different things defensively every night, you know, with the schedule we play. And so she's starting to figure some things out and has really been a good vocal leader for us. And then Libby Knappel has just really upped her defensive game. Just night and day from last year where, you know, she was struggling and confused sometimes last year. Now, you know, she's kind of our number two defensive guard. So when you got a girl who's, you know, 5'8" and as strong as Libby, who can be your number two defensive guard, you got a chance to play some pretty good defense. And then we got some offense out of Annie Graylish last week. You know, she really put the ball in the hole and you know, they were asking me after the game, boy, was that a surprise? I said, I think for everybody but me. You know, we knew she could score. We were just waiting for it to happen. So, you know, we think we're heading into Christmas about where we'd like to be.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back and talk about Cozad tonight when our pregame show continues after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
Hastings High girls basketball coach Greg Mays. It's Hastings High and Cozad here tonight. First game of two on 1230 KHS. Cozad, a team that comes in, one win, three losses. Maybe very similar to you guys, a little bit offensively challenged, averaging only about 33 points per ball game. So you guys match up pretty well, these guys.
Yeah, they, you know, when they have scored, it's kind of been in bunches. So they're a team you want to make sure, okay, let's not let them string together a couple baskets and get some confidence going. Because as I've watched them on film, you're going, oh boy, they're on the cusp of figuring some things out offensively too. You know, they've put 2-3 baskets in a row together, and if all of a sudden they start doing that a lot, they're not going to be averaging 30 anymore. They've got two guards who can both handle the ball and who both will look to penetrate on you. They like to break you down that way. And then they've got some big girls. You know, they have 5'8" plus girls out there. So, you know, for a C1 team, they've got some decent size and strength. They're scrappy and athletic. So, you know, we're really emphasizing a quick start against them tonight.
Your team, like you said before, the brink, you want to get out and run. Is that the case tonight? You want to run against this team?
It is. And we'd like them running. You know, we'd like to speed up the tempo a little bit. You know, I think that's maybe when they get into taking some not so good shots. So, you know, if we could keep things heated up a little bit tonight, I think it'll be to our advantage.
You got this game tonight, you got York tomorrow, and then your Christmas, your break. What things are you trying to accomplish besides winning this weekend, focusing on this weekend before we get to the break?
Well, this is a big weekend for us as far as our seeding for our conference tournament. You know, we play conference tournament right after the new year, and we feel like if we can get one win this weekend or maybe two, then in our conference it's going to be tough for coaches not to give us a pretty decent seed, the kind of seed where you could make some noise, you know, where you're not playing one of the top teams on that first day. And so, you know, we think that's a big deal. As far as what we're trying to get done, we're still struggling to be a team that knows the difference between time to attack and time to run some offense. And that, you know, that fits with all the sophomores running around out there. You know, I like that their default is attack. That's the default you want, because you can't teach people to attack the basket. They're slowly learning to run some offense. I thought they executed very well from the halftime of the Holdridge game. You know, Sophia is playing point guard for us, and the girls know she's one of our best scorers. Well, if she's your point guard and you aren't running any offense, she's not going to get a shoot. She's going to give it up, and then she's going to go back on defense. And, you know, I kind of challenged them at halftime. I said, is that what you want? And no, you know, they didn't want that. And so they went out in that second half and ran some offense. And then against Columbus, they really executed that and made sure she got involved. And I think that maybe simplifies things to them. okay, if Sophia's getting shots, we must be running some offense. You know, sometimes when coaches say and run some, they, it's a little nebulous. What, you know, how much? But I think they know now, hey, if we get her involved, that means everybody's touched it. Everybody's had a turn. So I hope that that was a big learning moment for us, and I hope we continue to move that forward.
All right, good luck today.
Thanks.
Greg Mays, the head coach for the Hastings High Tigers. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Cozad tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Jungle at Hastings High, where tonight the Tigers get set to take on the Haymakers out of Cozad. This will be a men's basketball doubleheader, a girls' boys' basketball doubleheader for us here tonight as the Tigers get set to take on the Haymakers here this evening. Girls' game is up first. Hastings High coming in, a record of 1 win, 3 losses on the season. The Tigers played their first 3 Paul games against some very tough competition. Seward, you know about the tradition of Seward in girls' basketball. Then they played maybe one of the better teams in Class B, if not the best team in Class B. In Elkhorn South, played one of the other top 10 teams in Class B, and Holdridge lost all 3 of those ball games, but then came back last week and beat Columbus, a Class B team, by a score of 31-28. So through the first four ball games, Hastings High averaging 35.5 points per ball game. They're giving up 48.5 on the defensive end. Cozad, they come in with a mark of 1 win and 3 losses on the season. This is a Class C1 team we'll face here tonight. They knocked off Chase County in their season opener by the score of 38-37. Since then, they've lost 3 games, losing to Hershey by the score of 46-26, losing to Valentine 62-34, and last week losing to McCook by the score of 44-36. So through the first 4 ball games for Cozad, they're averaging 33.5 points per ball game. They're giving up 47.2 on the defensive end. Hastings High going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the orange. Meanwhile, the Cozad Haymakers, they will be dressed in their black uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red and the white. We'll get you the starting lineups here tonight, brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. We'll give you the starters for Cozad. First of all, Samantha Carlson is a 5'6" senior. Carlson is averaging 9 points per ball game for the Haymakers. Then we've got Hannah Tramer, a 5'9" sophomore. Tramer is averaging 4.3 points per ball game. The other starter, we're going to see Becca Etherton, a 5'8" sophomore, who is averaging 1.7 points per ball game. Sarah Yoakum is a 5'9" freshman. Yoakum is averaging 4.3 points per ball game. And then Emily Reyes is a 5'5" junior. Reyes on the season is averaging 9.7 points per ball game. So again, for the Haymakers, you've got Samantha Carlson, also Becca Etherton, Hannah Tramer, also Emily Reyes and Sarah Yoakum in the starting lineup here tonight. Again, the record of 1 win and 3 losses on the season. The Hastings High Tigers will start this way. It'll be Libby Knapple, a 5'9" sophomore. Knapple is averaging 6 points and 1 rebound per game. Anna Graylish is a 5'10" sophomore. Graylish is averaging 6 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Sophia Pankratz is a 5'7" sophomore. She's averaging 7 points and 1 rebound per game. Then we'll see Maddie Stokes, a 5'9" senior. Stokes is averaging 2.5 points per ball game. And Elizabeth Franzen is a 5'10" junior. Franzen is averaging 6.8 points and 2 rebounds per ball game. Hastings High going with Knapple and also Graylish, Pankratz, also Stokes, and Franzen in the starting lineup here tonight. Offense has been somewhat challenging for the Tigers so far this year, averaging only 35.5 points per ball game. They're shooting 23% from the field, 33% from three-point territory, and 64% from the free throw line. Tigers will shoot to our basket to our left. The ball is in the air, and Hastings High will control the opening tip as they come into the offensive zone for the first time here tonight. Sophia Pankratz out there at the point will get things started here for Hastings High as she feeds it on the wing over there on the right side and driving toward the hole. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to the Haymakers of Cozad. So they missed on their opening possession here tonight as Cozad comes back the other way with the basketball, and now we're going to have a traveling violation. A traveling violation is called on Cozad on their initial. Now we've got a number change right off the bat. It's Emily Reyes wearing number 24 here tonight for Cozad. She's whistled for the traveling violation. So Hastings High will come back the other way. We're just underway in girls' high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS as we view it high atop the jungle here at Hastings High as the Tigers will play things in off the far sideline. They'll get things in. Now that's Anna Graylish with the ball. There's a feed inside. It's going to be tipped away. And it's picked up here by Cozad coming back the other way, and they throw the basketball away. Tigers turn it away, but Cozad running the break back the other way. Threw it a little bit too far, and Hannah Tramer could not control it. Second turnover on Cozad here in the ball game. We have played 40 seconds here in the contest. No score between Hastings High and the Cozad Haymakers. As Hastings High comes into the offensive zone again, there's a feed down low, grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring. Hastings High scores on the field goal. And it's a 2-0 ball game. Getting the bucket there for Hastings High is going to be Anna Graylish. As Graylish scores for the Tigers, here comes Cozad back the other way. Tramer, she goes for the hole, and her shot is up and in. Anna Tramer scores there for Hastings High. Rather for Cozad, 2-2 is the score. Sophia Pankratz with the ball here in backcourt, gets it across the 10-second line. Graylish brings it down the left side of the lane, goes for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It comes down to the baseline, and it's picked up here by Samantha Carlson for the Cozad Haymakers. Gets the ball into the hands now of Emily Reyes. She comes into the offensive zone here for Cozad. Feeds it down on the baseline. Here's Carlson. Gets it back to the free throw line. His shot is up there, in and out, no good by Tramer. And the rebound comes down to Hastings High. Pankratz has got the ball down the left sideline. Driving is going to be Knapple. Her shot is up there at the end. Libby Knapple scoring there for Hastings High. And the Tigers now have a 4-2 advantage over Cozad. Here in girls high school basketball action here tonight. Tigers applying a little bit of pressure here in backcourt. Reyes brings the ball into the offensive zone here for Cozad. Reyes stomps out here in three-point territory. Hands it away to Carlson. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now gets it to a Yoakum. Back to Carlson. Free throw line extended right side. Hastings High in a man-to-man defense. Here's Carlson. She goes for the hole, and her shot is up and in. Samantha Carlson scores. She's averaging 9 points per ball game, and Cozad comes back to tie things up at 4 points apiece. Hastings High back with the ball to get it on the high post, dribbling down the lane. That's going to be tipped away. It's going to be picked up here by the Cozad Haymakers. So Hastings High with a couple of turnovers here early in the ball game. 5.5 to play in the first quarter. It's 4-4 the score. Cozad and Hastings High all tied up. Here's the feed to the high post. It's going to be intercepted by the Tigers. Running back the other way. A driving layup is up and in. Hastings High getting the field goal there to go out on top now by a score of 6-4 here in the ball game. There's a Carlson driving for the basket. Her shot is up there, no good. Foul shot is up there, it's no good. We got a personal foul called on the rebound. That last bucket was Sophia Pankratz for Hastings High. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Anna Graylish of the Tigers. That's going to be her first and the first team foul on Hastings High. The shot from the free throw line is going to be good by Rebecca Etherton. So Etherton gets the field goal. It's now a 6-5 ball game. Hastings High leading by one. Here comes the next shot by Etherton. It is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to the Tigers. Hastings High runs her back the other way now. They bring it into the offensive zone. Cozad attacking just as they bring it across the 10-second line. There's a pass deflected. It's picked up by Reyes. Reyes gets the ball to Tramer. Tramer down to Carlson. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. The ball brought down here by Pankratz. Hastings High with three turnovers already here in this first quarter of play. There's a Knapple driving with the ball, and they've got a personal foul called. Knapple taking it down the left side of the lane, and she'll go to the free throw line now as she is fouled into play. Personal is going to be whistled on Emily Reyes of Cozad. That's going to be her first foul and her first team foul called on the Haymakers in the first quarter of play. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there. It's going to be no good by Knapple. That's her first miss of the season. She had been 2 for 2 on the free throws coming into the ball game here tonight. She'll have one more. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hastings High has got the lead now by a score of 7-5 as the Tigers apply some pressure. Carlson brings it into the forecourt now for the Cozad Haymakers girls high school basketball tonight. We got the boys game coming up next between Hastings and Cozad. Here's Reyes with the ball out here in three-point territory for Cozad, directing some traffic, trying to drive it, can't do it. As she hands it away now to a Tramer on the high post. Now to the near sideline, Reyes has got the ball. Reyes holding it out here in three-point territory, now drives it into the lane, throws it to the far sideline. With the ball there is Etherton, gets it away to Carlson. Carlson tries to come back out in three-point territory. It's going to be tipped away. It's picked back up by Cozad. Haymakers have the ball here in their offensive zone. Working with it is going to be Emily Reyes here on the right side. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Long rebound is being swatted around. Reyes picks it up. Now for Cozad. Goes down to Etherton. Her shot is up and in. Banks one home. Etherton gets the field goal. And it's tied up now at 7 points apiece here in the first quarter of play. Now we got a problem coming back the other direction. We got a personal foul called here on Cozad. And Hastings High will play things in. The personal foul whistle on Sarah Yoakum. That's going to be her first foul. Playing things in on the far side is going to be Pankrantz as she will get things in for Hastings High. Pankrantz with the ball now. She got her back as they move it down to the right side. Now they pound the ball down low. Here's a shot up there and in. That's going to be Elizabeth Franzen with the ball there for Hastings High. And she scores 9-7 is the score. I forgot to bring my binoculars tonight. Hastings High with very tough numbers on their uniforms to follow here tonight from our skybox, so to speak. Samantha Carlson has got the ball here for the Cozad Haymakers. Hands it away here to Emily Reyes. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Now to Carlson here on the near sideline. Carlson again just dribbling the ball out in three-point territory. Carlson gives it up. Goes across the top to Yoakum. Sarah Yoakum dribbling the ball to the top of the key. Now to Carlson, dribbles it down to the left side of the lane, stops there, comes back out on top. That's Yoakum with the ball. Now to Reyes for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Napa with a rebound, gets it away now to Pankrantz. 9-7, Hastings High has got the lead. Again, they feed the ball inside, and the shot is up and in. Elizabeth Franzen back-to-back field goals, and now Cozad wants to call a timeout. Haymakers call a timeout. 2:42 to play. They're in the first quarter from the jungle at Hastings High. The score of the Tigers, 11, Cozad 7.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and online at www.hastingslink.com. 2:42 to play here in the first quarter. Hastings High out on top of the Cozad Haymakers by the score of 11-7. Cozad calling the timeout. We'll see what they have worked up offensively as they go to Carlson and the ball's going to be intercepted. The fourth turnover on the Haymakers as Hastings High comes back the other way. The Tigers having problems with the ball. That's Anna Graylish unable to chase it down in the offensive zone. It goes out of bounds over the end line. And the Tigers turn over themselves for the fourth time here tonight. So four turnovers between each team now. As Cozad will come back the other way. Girls high school basketball tonight from the jungle. Emily Reyes has got the ball as she brings it across the midcourt stripe with a right-handed dribble picked up there by Pankrantz. Goes over on the wing on the left side. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Sarah Yoakum. She comes over to Reyes. Free throw line extended right side. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up there. It is no good by Etherton. Ball is going to be out of bounds, and it was last touched by Cozad. So the Haymakers getting a couple of shots at the hole there and could not convert. 2:08 to play. Here in the first quarter, it's an 11-7 ball game. Hastings High out on top here in this contest. Here's Jamie Johnson into the ball game now. For Hastings High, they go deep in a corner. Here's a cross-court pass to Johnson. Johnson launches one from three-point territory. It's up for the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Sarah Yoakum for the Cozad Haymakers. Yoakum hands it away again. Here comes Emily Reyes on the dribble. Out of Carlson, between Carlson and Reyes. They score 18 out of the 33 points of the average each and every game here for Cozad. So they will handle the ball a lot here today. Samantha Carlson gets it to Hannah Tramer down here on the baseline. Tramer stops, now goes to Carlson, drives, shoots, and misses, but she's fouling the play. That may be around the rim a couple of times, but falls off. It's going to be a foul here on the Hastings High Tigers, and Samantha Carlson will go to the free throw line. Jamie Johnson picks up the foul for the Tigers. That's going to be her first. Carlson goes to the free throw line for Kozan. Her shot is up there and in. Carlson now with 3 points in the ball game. Into the contest now for Kozad is going to be Riley Fichtner. So Riley Fichtner into the ball game now for Kozad. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Carlson hits a pair. She's now got 4 points in the ball game, 11-9. Haymakers back to within 2 points. Here's Carlson with the ball. Bounce pass goes down in the corner here to I think that's Petzl, who's into the ball game now for Hastings High. Back out on top, moves it over on the wing. Here's Johnson. Her three-pointer is put up there. It's off of the left side, no good. Battle for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called. And the arrow pointing in favor of Kozan, so the Haymakers will grab it. 1 minute and 11 seconds to play in the first quarter. 11-9 is the score. The Hastings High Tigers are out on top here in girls high school basketball. As Kozad, 1-3 on the season. They bring the ball back. Here's a pass down the floor. It gets by everybody. It goes out of bounds. And Kozad turns the ball away for the fifth time here tonight. Five turnovers on Kozad, four on Hastings High. An 11-9 ball game here. With 101 to play here in the first quarter as Hastings comes back with the ball, as Johnson will play things in. And Kozad will attack back here in backcourt with Reyes. Hastings breaks it down the right sideline. Tigers setting up now offensively. There's a feed to the near sideline. That's going to be Petzl with the ball. She drives it for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled in the play. Bailey Petzl scores there for Hastings High. And a personal foul whistle on Kozad as Petzl will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. Rebecca Etherton picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on the Haymakers. And it'll be Petzl going to the free throw line. One of two so far on the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, so she can't convert it on a three-point play. And it's going to be Kozad coming back with the ball. 13-9 is the score. 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Here's Reyes with the ball. Down to Carlson. 4-3 or something from the right sideline is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Tigers runner back the other way. This is Jamie Johnson down the near sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Throws it on the wing on the right side. Back to Johnson on the left side of the lane now, being attacked out here defensively by Kozad down in the corner. It's out of bounds. Hastings trying to send it down in the corner to pass from Jamie Johnson, but could not connect. They tried to get it down to Petzl down in the left corner and threw it too far, and the Tigers turned the ball away for the fifth time here in the ballgame. 13-9, Hastings High with the lead here in girls high school basketball. Samantha Carlson, who averages 9 points per ball game, brings the ball back in the offensive zone, hands it away down to Sarah Yoakum. Bounce pass comes over here on the right side. That's going to be Hannah Tramer with the ball. Back outside to Yoakum, dribbles with it, now throws it to Carlson. She drives, an off-balance shot in the lane is going to be no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books tonight in girls high school basketball. It's the Hastings High Tigers out on top of the Kozad Haymakers after one. It's Hastings High 13, Kozad 9.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. Other games going on tonight. The Ord Santa Clara's are in town taking on Adams Central. That's a girls-boys basketball doubleheader that is underway out at the Patriot Gym. Hastings St. Cecilia boys also in action tonight. They're taking on the Sutton Mustangs. That's a boys-only game tonight over the Chapman Gym. 13-9 the score here. Hastings High playing Kozad in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. After one quarter, 13-9. The Lady Tigers out on top of the Haymakers. Hastings has the ball here to begin the second quarter. Graylish sends the ball inside. There's a shot up there. It's going to be up and in. Field goal is going to be up and in. That's going to be Knapple getting the field goal there for the Tigers. She's now got 5 points here in the ball game, 15-9. Hastings High with the lead here in girls high school play as Cozad comes back in a traveling violation on top. Cozad now with six turnovers in this basketball game. And Hastings High will play things in on the far sideline. Biggest lead of the ball game now for Hastings at 15-9. Back into the ball game is going to be Reyes. Coming out is going to be Carlson for Cozad. Cozad 1-3 on the season. They won their first ball game over Chase County. Since then, they've lost three games in a row. Hastings High coming off of a win in their last ball game over Columbus. Tigers pound the ball down low. Working with it down there is Franz, and her shot is off of the glass. Rattles out. They're no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Tigers have got it. Graylish sends it back outside, and a three-pointer is put up there and in. Sophia Pankratz hits a three-pointer. Pankratz now with 5 points in the ball game. Now we got a whistle here in backcourt. They stepped over the end line. So a turnover on Cozad. That's going to be seven turnovers on the Haymakers, and now Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hastings out on top by a score of 18-9 here in girls high school play. There's a shot put up there by Graylish. It's going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side here by the Tigers. Send it back in the lane. A shot by Knappel is going to be no good, but she's hacked in the arm. It's going to be Knappel going to the free throw line down for Hastings High with 7:01 to play here in the first half. The foul is going to go on Emily Reyes. That's going to be her second. Team foul number four on the Haymakers. This will be a two-shot foul. The first one is up there and in by Libby Knappel. She's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. She's got 6 points already in the contest. Anna Graylish is going to come out of the ball game now for Hastings High with 7 minutes and a tick left here in the second quarter. Here's the next shot up there by Knappel. It's going to be no good, and the rebound is lost out of bounds. Hastings had their hands on it there, but lost it out of bounds, so Cozad will play things in. The Tigers now with a 19-9 lead over Cozad. And now Hastings applying some pressure in backcourt. Here's a pass down the floor. It's going to be too far. It's out of bounds. In the first quarter, Hastings High hit 6 out of 10 from the field for 60%. Cozad only 3 out of 11 for 27%. Tigers were 0 out of 2 on three-pointers. Cozad was 0 out of 3. Cozad out-rebounding Hastings in the first quarter, 7-5. Driving for the hole, there's a shot that's going to be no good by Hastings. Follow shot is up there by Knappel. It's going to be no good, and now a jump ball is going to be called. Knappel missed the first one and got her own ball back. Goes back up, and she's tying up in the play. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Cozad, so the Haymakers will come back the other direction. 6:40 to play here in the second quarter, 19-9. Hastings High out on top. Tigers will be on the road tomorrow playing at York. So a busy weekend for the Hastings High basketball teams. There's Reyes, her pass on the right side of the lane is going to be intercepted. Turnover number 9 on Cozad here in the basketball game. Pankratz comes back the other way. She has it tipped out of her hands, out of bounds. And Hastings will play things in, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Boys game coming up at 7:45 tonight here on 1230 KHS. Hastings taking on Cozad in our nightcap. There's an inbounds pass and a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good. The Hastings High grabs the rebound. Back outside, another three-pointer put up there by Pankratz. It's no good. Rebound in the lane. A follow shot is up there and in. Grabbing the ball in the lane and scoring there for Hastings High was Bailey Petzl. Little hook shot there in the lane by Bailey Petzl. Off-balance shot, and she gets it to go down through the hole. It's now 21-9. The Tigers have the lead. Cozad has not scored so far here in the second quarter. And here's a foul that's going to be called outside. Hastings had a 13-9 lead after the first quarter. It's now 21-9 as the Tigers have scored the first 8 points here in the second quarter. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Bailey Petzold of Hastings. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 3 on the Tigers. It'll be Cozad playing things in. Emily Reyes with the ball here on the near sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor against Pankratz. Looks to hand it away. Camp, two-handed pass, comes to the near side instead to Yoakum. Sarah Yoakum, she fakes the handoff, takes it on the left wing of the dribble. Now dumps the ball down low. Here's Reyes. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. Last touch down there by Elizabeth Franzen of Hastings High. So Cozad will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 5:36 to play here in the second quarter. 21-9. The Tigers have the lead. Reyes for three. Her shot no good. Rebound Carlson, and she's going to be tied up on the play. Carlson trying to follow there, and she's immediately tied up in the play there. Getting her hands in there for the Tigers was Maddie Stokes. So Stokes ties her up, and Hastings High will come back the other direction. Tigers off to a good start here tonight, 21-9. Hastings has only been averaging 35 points per ballgame this season. They got 21 on the board already here in the second quarter. Tigers looking for more down underneath the hole. A shot is up there and in. Another field goal to give that one to Maddie Stokes. That's going to be her first goal of the ball game. That is now a 23-9 ball game. Hastings High has outscored Cozad here in the second quarter, 10-0. Carlson has got the ball, puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, hands it away to Yoakum. Takes it down the left side of the lane. Her shot from 15, rattles out of there, no good. Offensive rebound by Etherton, and a whistle stops play. A foul is going to be called. Hastings High going to be hit with a foul. That's Bailey Petzold picking up her second. Here comes three new players back into the ball game for Hastings High. You're going to have Johnson coming back in. You're going to have Graylish coming back in. And also coming in for Hastings High is going to be a Libby Knappel. 23-9, the Tigers have the lead. Here's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Knappel. Knappel gets it away. Now that's Graylish driving, shooting, and scoring. And a Graylish scoring there for Hastings High. Following the Cozad turnover, now the Haymakers want to call a timeout. Tigers right now in a 12-0 run here to begin the second quarter of play. Hastings has the lead. 4 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the second quarter. The score is the Tigers 25 and the Haymakers 9.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Gene Shaw back here at the Jungle at Hastings High. The Hastings High Tigers out on top of the Cozad Haymakers. The score is 25-9. We're in the second quarter of play. It's been an eternity since Cozad has been able to put some points on the scoreboard. They scored a bucket late in the first quarter. Hastings High led 13-9 after the first period. They haven't scored since. The Tigers have rattled off 12 straight points, and it's 25-9. Hastings High with a lead here in girls high school basketball. It'll be the Haymakers playing things in here in backcourt. This is Etherton with the ball. Hastings nearly got the steal. Etherton gets it in to Carlson. Now they work it left side to Hannah Tramer. Back to the center of the floor. That's Etherton. Down to Carlson. Brings it up to the right sideline. Now cuts it back to the center of the floor, stops there just to the right of the circle, lobs the ball down low. Tramer's got the ball, backs up, throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Maddie Stokes with the rebound for the Tigers. Hits the ball ahead to a Graylish as she comes into the offensive zone. Over on the far side of the wing, they pound the ball down low. Going up for the shot, it's going to be no good. Ball being swatted around. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Shot there by Libby Knappel of the Tigers, and she could not convert, but Hastings' eye will play things in. Underneath their own basket with 4 minutes and 17 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, Tigers will play things in. Holding the ball, now they get it in to the left side of the lane, and the ball swatted back out of the hands of Libby Knappel. And again, Hastings High will play things in. 25-9, Hastings out on top of the Cozad Haymakers tonight. Tigers looking to play it in, baseline right side, underneath their own basket. They come over here on the left side. Now they pound the ball in the lane. They kick it back out to Johnson out here. Johnson dribbling with it. Jamie Johnson to the right wing. Bounce pass again goes inside. The ball knocked away from Knappel. The scramble is on the far sideline. Jump ball is called as Johnson is tied up in the play by Reyes. And the Tigers turn the ball away for the sixth time here tonight. 4 minutes and 4 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings out on top of the Cozad Haymakers by a score of 25-9. Samantha Carlson with the ball now for Cozad. Hands it away. Sarah Yoakum with the ball. Now over to Hannah Tramer. She fires one up from 15. That's going to be no good. Ball is saved from going out of bounds with the scramble is on. Three players at the deck. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow is going to be pointing in favor of Hastings High, so the Tigers will play things in. Cozad has now missed 8 shots in a row here. And they have fallen behind 25-9 in the contest. Graylish comes back the other way for the Tigers. Stops to the right side of the lane. Bounce pass comes out to Jamie Johnson. Johnson holds the ball here. Johnson gets into the hands of Graylish again between the circles. Moves it over on the left side. That's a Sophia Pankratz. Circles around, cuts it down the wing, kicks it out to Johnson out on the wing. Johnson takes it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound for the Tigers. Back out to Pankratz at the top of the key. As we approach the 3-minute mark here in the second quarter, Hastings High with a big lead, 25-9. dribbling with the ball, firing up his shot. It's going to be Knapple. It's going to be off of the back iron, no good. And the ball is out of bounds. It's going to be Cozad ball. Into the ball game now for Cozad. Into the ball game for Cozad. We're going to see Kalen Fleehardy is into the contest now. Fleehardy, a 5'6" freshman. So the Haymakers just trying to find out something that's going to work out there. Into the ball game for Hastings High is going to be Chloe Swoboda. So Chloe Swoboda is into the contest now for the Tigers. She's a 5'6" sophomore into the ball game. Cozad has not scored here in the second quarter. They fallen behind by a score of 25-9. Reyes has got the ball inside to Carlson. She is in a lot of traffic. Throws up a shot anyway. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Here come the Tigers. Jamie Johnson winds her way through traffic all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Cozad ball. Jamie Johnson came weaving her way up the floor there for the Tigers. Got all the way to the front of the hoop. Misses the shot, and Cozad will play things in after the ball goes out of bounds. High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings dominating its first half of play. 2.5 to go, 25-9. Tigers have the lead. There's a Sarah Yoakum with the ball. Goes over to Carlson, left side of the lane. Back out to the top of the key. That's going to be Yoakum trying to drive it. Nearly tied up. Yoakum comes across the top now as Cozad tries to set up against this defense of Hastings High. Samantha Carlson hands it away out here in three-point territory. That's Reyes with the ball. Back to Carlson. Down on the baseline. Her shot no good, but she's fouling the play. So it's going to be Samantha Carlson going to the free throw line here for Cozad. A personal foul is whistled on the Tigers. Carlson, she's got 4 points in the ballgame thus far. The foul goes on Maddie Stokes of Hastings. That's going to be her first team foul, number 5 in the Tigers. Ranzen is back down to the scorer's table. In fact, Greg May's got 3 more players down to the scorer's table ready to check in. Carlson's free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. So it's going to be Franzen checking in. Here comes Pankratz back into the ballgame as well for Hastings High. 25-9 is the score. Cozad still looking for their first points of this second quarter. Samantha Carlson's next free throw is going to be no good. So they're still looking for their first points of the second period. Hastings with the lead, 25-9. Tigers have the ball. Johnson has got it out here in three-point territory. Pankratz now just to the left of the circle. Sends it on a high post. That's going to be Franzen with the ball. Franzen back out here into three-point territory. Hastings working against this man-to-man defense. Bounce pass comes over here to Jamie Johnson. Out in three-point territory, picked up by Carlson. They get it to the wing. That's going to be Franzen. Back outside to Pankratz. Her three-pointer in and out. Back in again. A three-point play there by Sophia Pankratz. She has now got 8 points in the contest. Hastings High out on top now by a score of 28-9. The Tigers have outscored Cozad here in the second quarter, 15-0. We're down to 90 seconds to go. There's a feed inside. A shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Battle with a rebound. Etherton had it. She lost it. Franzen had it. She lost it. Now it goes out of bounds. That's going to be Cozad basketball. End of the contest now for Cozad. We're going to see Riley Fitchner coming back into the contest for the Haymakers, a 5'6" freshman. They're just trying to figure out something that's going to work out there tonight. With the basketball out here, it's going to be Reyes with the ball. Free throw line jumper put up there and in. Reyes gets the field goal to go down. It's not until the 109 mark that we got something down the hole here for the Haymakers. So they go almost 7 minutes without scoring here. Now here's a turnover, and driving is going to be Reyes. She can't convert. Trying a little dipsy-doodle there. She trying a scoop shot. Johnson comes out of the rebound for the Tigers. Gets it away here to Petzl, and she's going to be fouling the play. So 28-11 is the score. Hastings High has the lead here in girls high school basketball. They're going to the free throw line. For Hastings High is going to be Bailey Petzl. She's got 4 points in the ballgame. Last foul went on Etherton for Cozad. That's going to be her second. And a shot from the free throw line by Petzl is going to be no good. Hastings High converts on 64% of their free throw tosses this season. Petzl is a 50% foul shooter. She is 1 out of 2. She'll have one more shot here. Next one is going to be good. So she's now 1 out of 3 in this ball game. Petzl has got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings High leading by 18 here in the second quarter in girls high school basketball. It is 29-11. Reyes has got the ball, and she's going to be whistled for the steps. Reyes trying to hand it away out here to Carlson. That is 11 turnovers unofficially on Cozad so far in this first half of play. We're under a minute to play now, 29-11. Hastings High looking to add to their total right here. Maddie Stokes has got the ball out here in three. That's Petzl. Petzl out in 3-point territory. Her pass out on top is intercepted. Intercepted by Reyes. She tries to go to Carlson. She grabs it. Her shot is up there. Around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Franzen. Her outlet pass is intercepted. Shot by Reyes off of the baseline is going to be no good. Again, the Tigers grab the ball. Here's Petzl running back the other way for Hastings High. Inside the free throw circle. Goes over to Johnson in the right wing. Johnson holding the wing. Back out on top. That's going to be Pancratz with it now. Sends it back inside. There's a Petzl. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. 2 seconds. 1 second. Carlson from backcourt. Her shot's going to be way short. And that's the end of the first half of play. Tigers have dominated here in girls high school basketball as they outscored Cozad 16-2 in the second quarter. And the Tigers have the lead at halftime in girls high school play. Their score is Hastings High 29, Cozad 11. You're listening to girls high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Jungle at Hastings High. First game of two tonight in high school basketball in 1230 KHAS. Hastings out on top of the Cozad Haymakers. The score is 29-11 here at the break. Hastings led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 13-9 and then outscored Cozad 16-2 in the second quarter as the Tigers have the lead comfortably here at halftime by a score of 29-11. A lot of high school basketball being played around the city tonight with teams with Hastings involved. We've got Adams Central playing two games against Ord tonight in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. The Patriot Gym, that action is underway. Hastings St. Cecilia's boys are also in action tonight as they're taking on the Sutton Mustangs at the Chapman Gym. The Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball team wrapped up their pre-Christmas schedule the other night with a win, so they will be off now until the Aurora Holiday Tournament coming up at the end of this month. Hastings High looking for their second consecutive win here tonight. And the Tigers have the lead over Cozad at the break. The score is 29-11. And a seesaw battle throughout the first couple of minutes of this ball game. The last time we were tied was at 7 points apiece. Hastings High scored the next four to go out on top 11-7. And again, the Tigers hit the last field goal in the first quarter to make it 13-9 after one period. And then a long dry spell for Cozad. They didn't score again until at the 1-11 mark of the second quarter. They missed 11 shots in a row up until that point. By that time, the Tigers had a 28-11 lead, and Hastings adding one free throw there at the last couple of seconds of the second quarter. The Tigers have the lead here at the break by a score of 29-11. We'll come back and check the scoring as we continue on the halftime show on 1230 KHAS.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings High with the lead over Cozad and girls high school basketball tonight. 29-11 is the score. We'll give you the scoring in the first half thus far. Cozad getting 4 points from Samantha Carlson. She got a field goal, and she was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Rebecca Etherton, she's got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the stripe. She's got 3 points. Hannah Tramer, she has got a field goal for 2 points. And Emily Reyes, she has got a field goal and 2 points. Cozad hitting 3 out of 6 from the free throw line here in the first half of play for 50%. Hastings High Tigers, they've had 6 players score in the first 16 minutes of this ballgame. They're being led so far by Sophia Pankratz. She has got 8 points in the ballgame. Pankratz has knocked down a couple of three-pointers, and she's got a 2-point field goal. So Pankratz with 8 points here at halftime. Libby Knappel, she has got 6 points. Knappel has got a couple of field goals, and she is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Scoring 5 points in the first half was Bailey Petzl. She's got 2 field goals, and she is 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. 4 points in the first half for Anna Graylish on a couple of field goals. And Elizabeth Franzen, she has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. The other scorer for Hastings was Maddie Stokes. She hit a field goal and 2 points here for the Tigers. And Hastings with the lead. It is 29-11. The Tigers on top of the Cozad Haymakers. We'll come back and we'll check the shooting numbers in the first half as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings High with the lead here in girls high school basketball. 29-11 is the score. We're at halftime. Checking the shooting numbers in the first half. Hastings High hitting 11 out of 25 from the field so far for 44%. Meanwhile, Cozad is hitting just 4 out of 20. They missed 11 shots in a row in the second quarter as the Tigers outscored them 16-2. Cozad is hitting just 4 out of 20. From the field here at halftime for 20%. Hastings High 2 out of 5 on three-pointers for 40%. Cozad has missed all 4 of their 3-point field goal attempts. For the free throw line, it's Hastings High 3 out of 7 officially for 43%. Cozad is 3 out of 6 from the charity stripe in the first half for 50%. Tigers, they have 9 turnovers in the basketball game so far. Cozad, they have got 9 turnovers. Or check that, 11 turnovers for Cozad. Rebounds, it's Hastings High with 14 and Cozad with 9. Neither team has got a blocked shot so far in the basketball game here tonight. Hastings High dominating this first half of play as the Tigers look for their second consecutive win. Hastings with an 18-point lead here at halftime. The score is 29-11. Tomorrow we have got Hastings College basketball for you here on 1230 KHAS. Mount Marty going to be in town to take on Hastings at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Airtime will be at 1:45 for the pregame show, 2 o'clock for the women's ball game tomorrow, 4 o'clock for the guys. Hastings taking on Mount Marty on 1230 KHAS. The Nebraska basketball teams will also be in action tomorrow. We'll have both of those games on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. It'll be the Huskers taking on South Dakota in the first ball game at 2:30. That'll be followed up by the Nebraska men playing the Citadel at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. That game will tip off at about 7:30 tomorrow night for the pregame show. There's 6:30 for the pregame, we understand now. 7:30 for the tip-off between the Huskers and the Citadel tomorrow night. And the Nebraska women, they're going to play at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. That's the tip-off time, 2:15 for the pregame show. Again, both of those games will be on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. So a big weekend for high school and college basketball action. We've got all the coverage here on 1230 KHS and our sister station, The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Sophia Pancras leading the way for the Hastings High Tigers here in the first half. She has got 8 points in the ball game. Kozad, again, after their cold streak in the first half, they don't have much offense to show. 11 points is all they got at halftime. Samantha Carlson is leading the way. She has got 4 points here in the basketball game. We're at halftime. Girls High School play tonight as Hastings High out on top of Kozad by a score of 29-11. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Tiger Basketball tonight from the Jungle on 1230 KHAS.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Going to Bowman and shot for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Katnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Jungle at Hastings High. For some reason, we waited until right before we're getting ready for the second half to sweep the floor. So that's what we're doing here at halftime. Hastings out on top of the Haymakers. I think maybe somebody forgot that was their halftime duty, and they're now just sweeping the floor here tonight. Hastings jumped down to a 13-9 first quarter lead. And again, a big second quarter as they outscored Kozad 16-2. And Hastings with a 29-11 advantage here at halftime. Another action going on in the city of Hastings, the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. They are at home tonight as they take on the Sutton Mustangs. That is a boys only thing that gets underway with a varsity game at about 7:45 tonight. Adams Central is playing a doubleheader, a girls-boys basketball doubleheader out at the Patriot Gym, and the action underway in the girls contest right now out at the Patriot Gym. So I think we're set to go now. Now we got problems with the clock. 29-11 is the score. So we got the sweeping all taken care of here. The teams are already on the floor getting ready for the second half. And now I think we've got a clock ball. The clock operator was the floor sweeper. All right, so we got to make sure he's got the broom put away. And now we're set to go. Hastings Iowa shoot to our basket to our right here in this second half of play. Kozad trailing by 18 points, and they have only scored 2 points since the end of the first quarter. As they go back to work, here's Carlson in the lane. She falls down with him, but is picked up in the lane. His shot is up there and in. Rebecca Etherton picks up the loose ball in the lane after Carlson falls down with it right in front of the basket. It's now a 29-13 ball game as Hastings High has got the lead. The Tigers come back in their offensive zone. Maddie Stokes has got the ball. Two-handed pass across court. It's going to be intercepted. Turnover number 10 on Hastings High. Here comes Reyes back the other way, and her shot is up and in. So Emily Reyes gets the field goal. Kozad a couple of quick field goals here in this third quarter, and it's 29-15 now Hastings High out on top in the ball game. This is Maddie Stokes with the ball. Stokes comes over here to Pankratz. She spins right at the elbow, right side of the lane. Now she's in trouble, gets the ball away out here in the three-point territory. Hastings High trying to pound the ball back inside. A pass by Graylich is going to be intercepted. Reyes has got the ball. She drives, shoots, and misses the layup. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings out. The pass comes to Pankratz. Here come the Tigers now, leading 29-15, and a traveling violation on Hastings High. Just as they brought it back in the offensive zone, a traveling violation on Annie Graylich of the Tigers. So 11 turnovers on Hastings. The Tigers still out on top by a score of 29-15 here in girls high school play. Samantha Carlson has got the ball. Carlson comes to Tramer, top of the key. Moves it over to Reyes. Free throw line extended left side. Now gets around Pankratz. Drives it. Dumps it off in the lane. And shot is up and in. Rebecca Etherton scores on the assist from Emily Reyes. And now Kozad has scored the first 6 points of this third quarter. It is now 29-17. Tigers have the lead. There's a Napa with the ball. Kicks it back out here on the wing. On the right side to Stokes. Stokes puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now they hammer the ball inside. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be off of the right side. It's going to be no good by Franzen. And the rebound comes down to Carlson of Kozad. Carlson down the right sideline. Carlson hesitates. Now drives it inside the three-point circle. And they'll set things up now against the Hastings High man-to-man defense. Kozad has scored the first 6 points here in the third quarter. They got the Hastings High lead down to a dozen now, 29-17. From the left corner, Reyes for three. Shots off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Tigers runner back the other way. That's Napa with the ball. Gets it off. Here's Graylich. A driving lamp is up and in. Graylich gets the field goal. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, 31-17. Hastings with a 14-point lead. Carlson quickly back the other way. Steps out beyond the three-point circle. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Graylich with a rebound for Hastings High. Gets it ahead to Pankratz. Now a long pass down the floor. There's Napa, and she's fouling the play. Napa will go to the free throw line here for Hastings High. Fouled into play at the 5:29 mark. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Also at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Personal foul is whistled on the Reyes. That's going to be her third. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in by Libby Napple. She is now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. She has got 7 points in the ballgame. It's now a 32-17 ballgame. Tigers back out to a 15-point lead. As Libby Napple will have one more shot here for Hastings High. Tigers shooting to our basket to our right as we view it high above the jungle here tonight. Next shot is up there and in by Libby Napple. 33-17. Hastings High with the lead, and now the Tigers applying some pressure back here in backcourt. Samantha Carlson has got the ball. Carlson, left-handed dribble, will bring things up. Against Hastings High's Jamie Johnson is back into the ball game now. Carlson inside the free throw circle. Gives it up now to Yoakum. She cuts down the lane, stops, dumps it away. Right side, shot is up there and in. Hannah Tramer gets the field goal for the Kozad Haymakers. She's now got 4 points in the ball game, 33-19. Tigers again leading by 14 points as they come into their offensive zone. With it out here at the top of the key is going to be Bailey Petzl, who's into the ball game. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Loses control of the ball down here in the baseline. Keeps the dribble alive, though, as she comes back out on top to Johnson. Jamie Johnson, bounce pass, comes over here to Petzl. Petzl takes it in the lane. Her off-balance shot is going to be up there no good. A running one-hander, that would not go. Rebound comes down to Rebecca Etherton for Kozad. Gets it away to Samantha Carlson. Pass down low. Tramer grabs it. Her shot is up and in. Anna Tramer scoring there for Kozad. She's got 6 points in the ball game, and against a 12-point lead for Hastings at 33-21. Tigers have the ball. Petzl out here. Free throw line extended right side. Holds it. Now puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Guarded closely by Etherton. Petzl gets into the hands now of Graylich. Graylich goes over on the wing on the left side as they get it over there to a Pankratz. Hastings High working against this man-to-man defense. We're halfway through this third quarter. There's a ball tipped away, and it's picked up by Carlson. Samantha Carlson coming back the other way for Kozad. Stops her. Shot is going to be up there. No good. Gets her own rebound. Battles for it. It's still loose. Now we got a jump ball. Nope. The foul is going to be called. The Tigers give it away on their offensive end for the 12th time here tonight. Now the Tigers are going to be guilty of a personal foul back on the defensive end at the 3:58 mark. That's going to go on Elizabeth Franzen. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on the Tigers. Reyes back in there now for Kozad after a quick breather. And Sarah Yoakum will come to the bench. 33-21. Kozad back within 12. Here's Reyes for three. Her shot's going to be no good. An air ball, but it's chased down here. Kozad grabs the ball. Yoakum's, Samantha Carlson's pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Tigers come back the other way with the basketball. Is Anna Graylish, now to Pankratz. Into the forecourt to set things up. Here's Johnson with the ball. Johnson lobs the ball down low, grabbing it, shooting and scoring is Anna Graylish. Nice pass by Johnson. She gets the assist. Anna Graylish gets the field goal, and the Tigers are back up by 14 points. 35-21 with 3:28 to play here in the third quarter. Here's Carlson with the ball. Takes it to the right side. Hands it away. Dribbling with it now. Coming over here to the left wing. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted again. Intercepted by Hastings High coming back the other way. Driving is going to be Pankratz. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball being swatted around and finally picked up by Reyes. Reyes comes back on the dribble the other way for Kozad. She loses control of the ball, and Hastings High will pick it up on the baseline. Back-to-back turnovers there for the Haymakers. Back the other way. Carlson takes the ball away from Graylish, and now a foul is going to be called. Carlson and Graylish fighting for that one as they came up the floor. And now it's going to be Carlson. She is down for Kozad, and she's going to be slow in getting up. And that would be a huge loss for Samantha Carlson. Between her and Emily Reyes, they average 18 points out of the 33 that Kozad's been averaging so far this season. And Samantha Carlson, she is down here on the baseline. It looks like she may have turned an ankle there. Coming into the ball game is going to be Sarah Yoakum. And now Carlson is going to have to be helped off of the floor here for the Kozad Haymakers. So Hastings High with a 14-point lead. It is 35-21. The chances of maybe seeing Samantha Carlson again doesn't look good here as they will carry her off the floor here into the nearest sideline into the Kozad bench. So Yoakum will be in there now for the Kozad Haymakers at a 2:58 mark of the third quarter. Carlson has got 4 points in the ballgame thus far. And Kozad will look to play things in now in backcourt. They're going to take Samantha Carlson right to see some medical attention here by the Hastings High medical staff. Here's Sarah Yoakum with the ball. Yoakum gets it into the offensive zone to Reyes. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Now kicks it back out. That's Yoakum, and she's called for the steps. Yoakum had it on the wing, and she's called for the traveling violation. 14 turnovers whistled on Kozad so far in this ball game. 35-21. The Tigers have a 14-point lead. Kozad has been able to cut it down to 12 points, but that's as close as they have gotten here for a long time. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be up and in. A field goal up and in by Hastings High, and getting the bucket there is going to be Graylish. She's now got 10 points in the ball game for the Tigers. Having a good ball game tonight for head coach Greg Mays. Hastings back out to a 16-point lead, 37-21. Dribble penetration. There's a shot by Tramer off of the baseline. No good. Rebound comes down to Pankratz for Hastings High. Running back the other way, gets the ball ahead now to Franzen to the near sideline to Johnson. Entry pass, they get it inside. There's a shot taken by Graylish, no good. Ball is saved from going out of bounds. It goes in the far sideline, and they can't get to it. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be Kozad playing things in. We got the boys' game coming up next between Hastings High and Kozad as we see get our first look at the Hastings High boys' basketball team and their new head coach, Lance Creech. Their old new head coach, Lance Creech, really. We'll talk to you in between games here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Of course, Lance, the longtime coach of the Hastings College Broncos, now the head man here at Hastings High. There's the ball tipped out of the hands of Rebecca Etherton on the far wing over there on the right side. It's going to be Kozad playing things in. Emily Reyes has got it out here in three-point territory. Reyes dribbling with her left hand. Comes over here to Sarah Yoakum. Yoakum dribbles out here to the middle of the floor again and gets rid of it. Over to Rebecca Etherton. She will dribble back the other way here for Kozad. Just looking for somebody to cut to the hole here. She tries to hand the ball away, and it's going to be lost out of bounds. Trying to hand it away to Emily Reyes. She wasn't really looking for it over there, and she lost it out of bounds. The 15th turnover on Kozad here in the ballgame. 37-21. Hastings High with a 16-point lead. Tigers have the ball here as they dribble with it. There's a lob pass inside again, grabbing the ball for Hastings. It's going to be Graylish, and she's hammered in the play. Hastings just content with hammering the ball inside, and Graylish has had some good success down there for Hastings High. She's now going to be fouled in a play, and she goes to the free throw line. They'll shoot two. The foul is going to go on Reyes, and that's going to be her fourth. So Emily Reyes with four fouls, and a free throw is going to be up there. It's going to be good by Anna Graylish, or Annie Graylish. Makes the score 38-21. End of the ball game now is going to be Chloe Swoboda for Hastings High. Next one is going to be up there as good, so Graylish hits a pair, and Hastings now leading by 18 points again at 39-21 with a minute and 18 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Tigers led 29-11 at the end of one quarter. Here's Etherton with the ball. Etherton having problems with it. Hands it away to Sarah Yoakum out here in three-point territory. Yoakum dribbling with her left hand. Hands it away. Rebecca Etherton dribbling left side of the lane. Now comes back out into three-point territory. Tigers in a man-to-man defense traveling violation. Etherton wanted to get rid of it. She loses her feet, and she comes down still with the basketball in hand here in a traveling violation on the Haymakers. That's turnover number 16 on Cozad. We're down to 58 and a half seconds to play here in quarter number three. Hastings High dominating tonight, leading by 18 points, 39-21. Tigers have the ball back in their offensive zone as they hammer it again inside, then back out. Top of the key, Johnson grabs the ball. Johnson swings it over to the left side as Hastings works against this man-to-man defense. There's an entry pass, again deflected, but Franzen picks her back up. On the left side, there's a long-range jumper put up there, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and Hastings High will play things in. Tigers will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 32.4 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hastings out on top by 18 points. It is 39-21. Tigers will play it in. Bounce pass again comes inside with the ball. There's going to be Pancras. The ball tipped away. Picked up by Hastings. Franzen puts it up there and scores with it, and she's fouling the play. Elizabeth Franzen just picks up the trash in the lane there. Picks up that loose ball and scores off of the window. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. And she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is whistled on Etherton. That's going to be her third. The shot from the stripe is up and in by Elizabeth Franzen. So Hastings High has doubled the score now on Cozad. It is 42-21. We got 20 seconds to play now here in the third quarter. There's another pass intercepted. Another turnover on the Haymakers. A long pass down to Ford. They get it to Pancras. Stops, spins, shot up there and in. Pancras had problems with a dribble and then got it under control and spun it in the lane and put it down through the hole. She's now got a total of 10 points in the ball game. There's a shot toward the end of the buzzer that's going to be no good. It was rebounded by Graylich under the hole, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. The Hastings High Tigers putting it to the Haymakers of Cozad tonight in girls high school play. The score, Hastings High 44, Cozad 21. You're listening to girls high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines. From Husker Power Products of Hastings, when you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines, customized to fit your need. When you need irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters, located in Hastings. 44-21 is our score here at the end of the third quarter. Hastings High out on top. Cozad trailing in the ball game, and Hastings High will get the opening possession here of the fourth quarter. Here's Maddie Stokes with the ball, dribbles to the wing on the left side, comes out to the top of the key. That's Swoboda. Now to Johnson. Free throw line extended right side. Johnson trying to get out of here. Johnson finally gets rid of the pass here. Out to Swoboda, out in three-point territory. Swoboda's pass is going to be deflected, but it's picked up right at the free throw line to Petzl. Back out to Johnson. Man-to-man defense here for Cozad as the Tigers go inside. They dump it down to Petzl. They're off balance. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to a Fichtner now for the Cozad Haymakers. So we're into the fourth quarter here in girls high school play. The Tigers out on top by 23 points. Hastings looking for their second consecutive win here tonight after beating Columbus last week. There's a shot by Reyes from the deep left corner. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Bailey Petzl with the rebound for the Tigers. She gets it away now to Johnson, who gets it into the forecourt down to Swoboda on the right wing, top of the key, holding the ball there for Hastings High. There's going to be Maddie Stokes back outside, a long-range jumper put up there by Swoboda. That's going to be no good. Rebound to Hastings. Follow shot is up there and rolls off of the right side, no good. Another offensive board. It's going to be a follow shot by Petzl. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Cozad. Reyes, her off-balance shot in the lane is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Svoboda of Hastings. So Svoboda has got the ball. Now down the right sideline. 90 seconds into this fourth quarter with the ball. There's going to be Maddie Stokes. Hit on the play by Etherton, but no foul is called. Hastings High will set up offensively. Tigers have the ball in the wing. On the left side, looking, finally dumping the ball down low. Petzl has got it, drives the baseline, puts it up there off the window. No good, and she's fouling the play. So it's going to be Bailey Petzl going to the free throw line here for Hastings High. After being fouled, moving the ball down the baseline from the left corner toward the goal. A personal foul is whistled here on Tramer for Kozad. That's going to be her first. And Petzl will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She is now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line today. Here comes Samantha Carlson back into the ball game. So she was injured there late in the third quarter. Did not look good for her return, but Samantha Carlson maybe gets a new tape job on that ankle, and she's back into the ball game now. Their team trailing by 24 points, make it 25 as that one goes down through the hole. So Petzl hits both free throws. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading their biggest lead of the ball game at 46-21. There's a pass that's going to be lost out of bounds. Sarah Yoakum trying to pound the ball down low. The ball is knocked out of the hands of Tramer, and Tramer was the last to touch it, so Hastings High will get it. That's going to be turnover number 18, unofficially, on the Cozad. Hastings leading by 25 points here in girls high school basketball, 46-21. Johnson, entry pass, they get it inside. Napoli has got the ball. Now to Petzl. Their shot from right underneath the basket is going to be no good. And the ball is lost out of bounds. It's going to be Cozad ball. Hastings High boys and Cozad coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Scheduled tip-off time at 7:45. Where we're going now, we'll get an early start on things here tonight. This game moving right along. There's a Carlson having problems with it. She picks it up before it goes out of bounds. Now to Reyes on the left wing. Nearly traveled with the ball. Gets it away. Driving down the left side of the lane is going to be Yoakum. Kicks it back out here to Reyes for three. Shot is up there. No good. Hastings High grabs the rebound. Tigers coming back the other way with a 25-point lead. 5.5 to play here in quarter number 4. Where the ball is going to be Maddie Stokes right here at the top of the 3-point circle. Gets it out to Svoboda. Puts it on the floor. Her pass to the far sideline is going to be off of the mark there. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Johnson out of bounds. Turnover on Hastings. That'll be their 9th of the contest. Back into the ball game for Hastings will be Annie Graylish. And coming out is going to be Petzl. Hastings 46 and Cozad 21 in girls high school play tonight. Carlson has got the ball back over to Reyes, trying to drive the baseline. Stops and pops. Her shot from 10 is going to be no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Hastings High. Tigers have the rebound. It's Graylish with the board there for the Tigers. Gets it away down to Svoboda. Into the forecourt to Johnson. Johnson feeds over here to Maddie Stokes right at the top of the 3-point arc. Bounce pass goes inside to Graylish. Double team. Kicks it back out here. Stokes has got the ball again on the right wing. Stokes looking. Dribbles once. Now she's continuing that dribble on the right side, who sends the ball back out here into 3-point territory. With it is going to be Svoboda with it now. The Maddie Stokes dribbles it down the lane, loses the control of the ball, and goes down a bounce, and Hastings High will turn it over. 15 turnovers on Hastings High. In the third quarter for Cozad, they were 5 out of 11 from the field, 45%. Hastings High hit 50% of their shots in the third quarter at 5 for 10. Hastings now hitting 16 out of 35 from the field for 46%. Three-pointers there in the third quarter for Hastings. Tigers didn't shoot one. Cozad was 0 for 5 from beyond the arc in period number 3. Hastings with a 25-point lead. Driving the baseline, there's Tramer. Shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Svoboda with the board. Gets it away down to Johnson. Johnson hustles her back the other way with 4 minutes to play here in this fourth quarter from the jungle at Hastings High. The Tigers have led this baby from the opening tap. Got out to a 4-2 lead, and they have not looked back. Cozad came back to tie it up at 4 points apiece, but Hastings has dominated this ball game tonight. Tigers turning the ball over here on this possession, though. Their 16th turnover of the ball game. Rebounds right now. Cozad has got 13 for the ball game. Hastings High has got 19 rebounds. Hastings High with 6 steals. Cozad, they have got, 9 steals so far in the ball game. It hasn't done a whole lot of good. Samantha Carlson with the ball. On the wing here on the right side. Feeds it to the free throw line. Driving down the lane is going to be Yoakum. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Boy, Cozad cannot buy a bucket ever since the start of the second quarter. And the Tigers, who outscored Cozad 16-2 in the second quarter, continues this assault here tonight. In quarter number 4, here's a long pass in the lane. It's going to be over the head of everybody. It goes out of bounds. And we got a foul called. It was brought down on the baseline there by the Haymakers, but a personal foul is going to be called here. And it's going to go on Hastings High. So a foul on the Tigers. That will bring Kozad back the other way. 3:23 to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings High looking for their second win of the season here tonight. Their second consecutive win. Hastings knocking off Columbus last week. Tigers will be on the road tomorrow playing at York. 46-21. That last personal foul went on Jamie Johnson. That's going to be your second. So Kozad has got the ball trailing by 25. Carlson down to Reyes on the baseliner shot. It's up and in. Carlson gets the assist. Reyes gets the field goal. Reyes now is 6 in the ball game. Hastings High has doubled the score now in the Haymakers. It is 46-23. Driving here on the baseline. Tigers getting some new folks into the ball game now. They got this one well in hand. Dribbling with the ball toward the goal is going to be Knapples. She puts it up there right-handed and scores. Libby Knapples now gets 6 points in the ball game. Now Greg Mays wants to call a timeout to get some new fresh bodies in the ball game. 2 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in quarter number 4 in girls high school play. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 48 and Kozad 23.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will here at the Jungle at Hastings High here tonight. Kozad 0 out of 11 on three-pointers tonight. Can't find the range, to say the least. The Tigers have the lead here over the Haymakers by a score of 48-23 in girls high school play. Kozad again turns the ball away as Samantha Carlson having problems with it here as they brought the ball back into the forecourt. I got him now with 19 turnovers in the ball game. Hastings High with a 25-point lead. Here's Svoboda with the ball. Comes over here to Rebarger, who's into the ball game now. Kelsey Rebarger, who comes out here to the between the circles again. With the basketball there is going to be Johnson over to Rebarger. Just to the right of the lane. Rebarger dribbles once, sends the ball inside, grabbing the ball down there and shooting and missing, but a foul is going to be called. I think that's that's going to be Bailey Richmond into the ball game now, a 5'9" freshman for head coach Greg Mays. So now Richmond goes to the free throw line here as Coach Mays has cleaned the bench here in this basketball game tonight. First shot by Richmond is going to be no good. And Bailey Richmond will get one more. Next one is up there and in. So she hits one out of two from the free throw line. It's now 49-23. Hastings High with the lead. Here comes Kozad back with the ball. That's rare. Reyes, he stays into the ball game, races into the offensive zone. They get it to Carlson. She drives, shoots, and scores, and she's fouling the play. Samantha Carlson gets the field goal to go down for Kozad. She's now got 6 points in the basketball game as the Tigers commit to personal foul. That's going to be Carlson going to the free throw line. The foul goes on Annie Graylish. That's going to be her third foul in the ball game. Samantha Carlson to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, in and out. Falls off the front iron, no good. Graylish gets the rebound. Gets it away now to Svoboda, who gets into the hands of Jamie Johnson. And Hastings has the ball with under 2 minutes to play here in a 49-25 lead. With the basketball over here is going to be Jamie Johnson, who hands it away. Chloe Svoboda has got it now. She tries to penetrate. She gets it away to a Rebarger. She tries to take it down the left side of the lane. The ball poked away. It's picked up by Kozad back the other way. Reyes throws up a three. They're 0 for 12 now in three-pointers as Hastings grabs the rebound with 90 seconds to go here in this one. 49-25, Hastings High out on top here in girls high school basketball. So a voter has got it here on the near sideline, puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, comes back on the wing on the right side to Johnson. Johnson dribbling with it now, comes out at the top of the three-point arc as the ball is knocked away. It's picked up by Carlson. A turnover on Hastings High. Carlson runs her back the other way. Carlson to Reyes, drives, shoots, and misses, no good. Rebound comes down to Graylish of Hastings High as we approach the one-minute mark here in girls high school basketball. Graylish hands them all away. Here come the Tigers in the offensive zone again. Johnson has got it. Now back out into three-point territory. Svoboda will dribble with it. Comes over here on the right side. Near sideline to Johnson. Dribbles to the free throw line, who gives her up now to Rebarger. She drives it, shoots it, and scores it. So Kelsey Rebarger getting the field goal there. Now Cozad wants to call a timeout as Hastings has opened up a 51-25 advantage here in this one. Rebarger getting the last field goal there for the Hastings High Tigers. So 42.6 seconds to play here in girls high school basketball. We'll take a break. Hastings 55, Cozad 25.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth at the Jungle at Hastings High. The Tigers out on top of the Haymakers by a score of 51-25. In the final seconds of this ball game, under a minute to play, as Cozad has got their second teamers in there now. That's Sarah Yoakum. She's on the dribble, takes to the left side of the floor, back out to the free throw line. There's a pass to the left side. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted, driving for the bucket there for Hastings is going to be Swoboda, and Swoboda scores. So Cozad turns the ball away for the 20th time here in the ballgame, and Swoboda gets the easy field goal on the other end, 53-25. Hastings High has got the lead here in girls high school play. There's a Cozad one more time as they pound the ball down low. The ball is knocked out of bounds, and that's going to be in the basketball game. Cozad does not get a shot away, and the Hastings High Tigers win it tonight easily over Class C1 opponent Cozad. The final score is 53-25. The deciding factor was the second quarter. But the Tigers outscored Cozad 16-2. They take a 29-11 advantage by halftime. And Hastings went on to win here tonight by a score of 53-25 in girls high school play. So Cozad drops to one win and four losses on the season. Hastings High, they were improved to two wins and three losses. And the Tigers will play at York tomorrow night. Again, the final score in this one, Hastings High knocking off Cozad by a score of 53-25. We'll total up the numbers. We'll have those as we continue from the Jungle on 1230 KHAS.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is a destination for everyone on your holiday list. For men, we have casual wear from Tommy Bahama, Nike Golf, St. Croix, and Cutter & Buck. For business attire, we have suits and sport coats from Hart, Shafter, Marks, Jack Victor, and S. Cohen. And to complete the look, dress shirts and ties. For the ladies, we have Brighton accessories and handbags, shoes, and watches, as well as clothing by Windridge, Aventura, and Sharon Young. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney for that perfect gift for everyone on your list.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
The joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season awaits you at Bob Sass Flowers. From decking the halls to brightening the walls and trimming the Christmas tree too. Experience what we call our oohs and ahs lower level for even more special ideas. Blessings and happiness this holiday season from all of us at Bob Sass Flowers. 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Jungle at Hastings High tonight. Girls high school basketball in the books for the night. Hastings High knocks off Cozad by a score of 53-25. And the Tigers led this baby from the opening tap. We were tied at 4 points apiece early in the contest, but Hastings High got out to a 13-9 lead after the first quarter. Tigers then outscoring Cozad 16-2 in the second quarter to grab a 29-11 advantage by halftime. Tigers kept the pressure on in the third quarter as they led 44-21 going into the fourth and final stanza. Hastings High goes on to win by a score of 53-25. So the Tigers 2-3 on the season. They will play at York tomorrow night. The Cozad Haymakers, they drop to one win and four losses on the season. And they will play at Southern Valley tomorrow night. get to the scoring in the ball game here this evening. Hastings High, led by Annie Grealish, as she scores 12 points in the ball game. She had 5 2-point field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Grealish leads the way. She had 12 in this ball game. Also in double figures tonight for Hastings High was Libby Knappel, as she scores 10. Knappel, she had 3 field goals, and she was 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. Bailey Petzold scored 7 points in the ball game tonight. She had a couple of field goals, and she was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Elizabeth Franzen, she had 7 points. She had 3 field goals, and she was 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. The other scores for Hastings, we see that Maddie Stokes had a field goal and 2 points tonight. Chloe Swoboda, she had a field goal and 2 points. Kelsey Rebarger got into the ball game. Late, she had a field goal and 2 points. But also scoring was Bailey Richmond, as she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line and 1 point. Hastings High connecting on 11 out of 15 from the free throw line here in this basketball game. Unofficially, they had 17 turnovers in the basketball game. Cozad, they were 3 out of 6 from the charity stripe. They did not get to the free throw line in the second half. Unofficially, they had 20 turnovers for the ball game, and they had only 4 people score in this contest, putting up 25 points against the Hastings High Tiger defense tonight. Rebecca Etherton, she led the way. She had 7 points. Etherton had 3 field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Scoring 6 points apiece was Samantha Carlson. Carlson had 2 field goals, and she was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line for her 6. Anna Tramer, she had 3 field goals and 6 points. And Emily Reyes, she had 3 field goals and 6 points. That's all she wrote, as Hastings High knocks off Cozad tonight by a score of 53-25 in girls high school basketball. We'll take a break and come back and check the shooting numbers in the ball game tonight as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Good, Hastings High wins it here tonight over Cozad and girls high school play. The score is 53-25 as we get ready for the boys contest here tonight. Final shooting numbers in the ball game. Hastings High ended up shooting 45% for the ball game tonight. They were 19 out of 42. Cozad, they couldn't buy a bucket for a while. In fact, they had a stretch there in the second quarter where they missed 11 shots in a row. And Cozad ended up shooting 11 out of 41 from the field for 27%. Hastings High, 2 out of 6 on three-pointers for 33%. Cozad was 0 out of 12 from a three-point territory. They did not hit a three-pointer here tonight. Rebounds, Hastings High out-rebounding Cozad, a margin of 29 to 14. From the free-throw line, Hastings officially 11 out of 16 for 69%. Cozad was 3 out of 7 officially for 43%. Neither team had a blocked shot in the ballgame tonight. Hastings High had 8 steals. Cozad had 11. The Haymakers turned the ball over 20 times there in the basketball game tonight. Hastings High, they ended up with 20 turnovers themselves. For the Tigers, they win it tonight over Cozad by a score of 53-25. So Hastings High has now won 2 games in a row. And the Tigers improved to 2 wins and 3 losses on the season as they get ready for the York Dukes coming up tomorrow night. As Hastings High will go on the road, the Tigers will then take their holiday break, their Christmas break, and they won't come back then until after the new year. They'll play the GNAC tournament out in Scotts Bluff this year. They'll play that first week in January. They'll play 3 consecutive days out in Scotts Bluff, the GNAC tournament being held out west this year. That'll be in the 2014 portion of the schedule. Hastings High wins it in girls play tonight, 53-25. We got the boys game coming up next, and unfortunately, we won't get a early start here tonight. The boys junior varsity contest is finishing up over in the other gym here at Hastings High. So it'll be an official 7:45 tip-off time here tonight on 1230 KHS. We'll take a little bit of a break. We'll come back here in just a few minutes and talk with Hastings High head coach Lance Creech as we continue with our high school basketball coverage. But we'll break away here for a little bit. We'll come back in just a little bit. Hastings High knocking off Cozad in the opener tonight by a score of 53-25. For 1230 KHAS Sports, this is Mike Will.
Don't go away. The second game of our doubleheader is just moments away on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.